Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. Much is made of the economic impact of sports and tourism in the St. Louis region. We don't often think of the arts and culture community as an economic juggernaut, but it is. It's a better than a half a billion dollar industry locally and produces millions in tax revenue and thousands of jobs. The numbers are impressive across the country as well. Joining me in studio to take a closer look are Robert Lynch, President and CEO of Americans for the Arts, a national organization, Michael Donovan is Executive Director of the Missouri Arts Council, and Sherry Sisak is Deputy Director for the Regional Arts Commission. Thank you all so much for being with us. Great to have you. I'd like to put this question to each one of you and get your own perspective on just how important economically the arts and cultural community is. And Bob, we'll start with you. From the national perspective, what is going on?
Well, from the national perspective, we are seeing really explosive growth for the nonprofit arts sector in America and a related economic impact and job creation. And the value and the purpose of the arts, inherent value, joy, meaning, that's the real value. But what we're trying to show with this and what we have shown with this economic impact study is that they also have a very practical value of job creation, of a huge economic footprint, bigger than most people think, $166 billion out there. And what we also see is that with this this footprint, the jobs and the economic impact is staying at home. It's not outsourced overseas. So this is a really big political leverage point for the arts.
Do you think, as I do, that this sort of news surprises a lot of people?
I absolutely know it surprises people, particularly legislators who we really want to be surprised, or people from the private sector as well who are investing in the nonprofit arts. This study looks only at the nonprofit arts. When you add in the for-profit arts or the creative industries, it's a massive footprint of $730 billion, according to our own U.S. Department of Commerce. But what happens with decision makers is that when they see the numbers, when they see comparisons of these numbers to other industries, they are continually surprised, and it makes them more interested in investing the small amount of money that government invests for the big payoff.
We'll talk in a moment about how it does compare with other industries, but let me turn to Michael Donovan with regard to the statewide impact of what we're talking about.
Well, for the state, this is a $1 billion story in both the arts organizations, the nonprofit arts and culture organizations, and their audiences. And we've been funding the arts in the state for over 50 years, and we know that the arts in every community, it really matters. And it's not just in the large communities like St. Louis, but also in small communities like Webb City, where we fund music at the farmers market. And on the days the musicians appear, that's a 40% increase in revenues for the vendors. So we know the importance and the economic impact matters everywhere.
And Sherry, last but certainly not least, with regard to our immediate region.
Yeah, you know, this has been fascinating, Don. I mean, we talk about numbers, but there are stories behind the numbers. And these stories really resonate with certainly those who are in the business of arts, but those who are outside. And I think to your point that many individuals don't know overall what that story is. And that story, we're talking over $500 million in terms of the impact here in St. Louis. And that's amazing. 5 years ago, I know that you had the Regional Arts Commission, you know, on to talk about the report 5 years ago, which, of course, we do this every 5 years. But the numbers continue to grow, you know, and we're starting to see these investments. You know, earlier today, we were at a convening and to talk to our business leadership, you know, about the economic impact. And Bob made reference to the ROI. This is probably one of the best investments that we as citizens of the United States can invest and can do.
ROI, return on
investment. Absolutely.
Sherry, is there any way of telling how this compares to, like, sports franchises? There's so much is made of the Cardinals and the Rams when we had them and the Blues. How does it compare?
Well, again, we're talking about numbers. And so I remember 5 years ago, and that was one of the tidbits that really kind of resonated with a lot of folks, that we have, you know, arts audiences totaling into the 11 million and 11 million plus with this particular report compared to our sports audiences, which are closer to 4 million. Mm-hmm. And I think, again, when people hear that, you know, only 4 million to our sports, and that's not only our baseball, but we're also at the time we were talking about the Rams, we were talking also about the Blues. And that combination of audiences is close to 4 million. Arts audiences, 11 million. It's amazing.
Again, I think that is a big surprise. Bob, let me come back to you. We're talking about nonprofit arts and cultural organizations. What specific kinds of organizations are we talking about?
Well, the nonprofit arts organizations in America, it's largely a tax situation.
Category, yeah.
They're 501c3 organizations that are tax exempt. And they would include things like symphonies and choruses, dance companies, ballet. They would include any group that is interested in really serving a mission, and in serving that mission can't rely entirely on earned incomes. They must rely on charitable donations. And so there's about 100,000 of them in America, 100,000 nonprofit arts organizations. It's a growth industry because in 1965, when our National Endowment for the Arts was created, there were only about 7,000. So we've seen that grow. But it is only a fraction of the entire arts industry, because when we looked at Dun & Bradstreet, for example, for a count of arts-related organizations that have a Dun & Bradstreet number, it's about 700,000. So 600,000 of them are for-profit. That's Broadway. That's Hollywood. It's also the local music store and so on. So we've studied the nonprofit piece, but we're aware of the larger footprint, and together they make quite a dramatic statement about what economic activity is happening in every American city like this one.
Numbers are oftentimes hard to digest, but I think the numbers that you're laying out here today are very easy to do so. Michael, let me come back to you. You alluded a couple of moments ago to funding from our various governmental agencies. How responsive is the state legislature, for instance, to these areas?
I think the state legislature recognizes the values of the arts in their own communities. They're coming from all over the state, and we're funding all over the state. So they recognize that the arts are just as important in small rural parts of Missouri as they are in other parts of the state. And even though we have world-class symphonies, opera, and art museums in the state, we also have very important local arts councils and things that are making the arts work for their communities as well.
But these are tough economic times for government at all levels. Is that impacting any of this?
It is. We've been funded at the same level for 5 years now, and we get about $4.8 million appropriation from the state. And in terms of per capita appropriation, that puts us right in about the middle of the country in terms of per capita income. But the return on that investment to the state is $47 billion. That's the revenue impact to the state. So they're getting a pretty good deal for their investment.
While we're talking politics, and Bob, I'll come back to you on this, and Sherry as well, chime in. There doesn't seem to be much of an appetite on the national level to fund arts and cultural institutions and other kinds of institutions I can think of. Are you feeling that yet?
Oh, yeah. We've been working on that for a year now at Americans for the Arts. But what's interesting is I wouldn't phrase it at the national level. I would phrase it that there's a difficulty at the administration level right now, in the White House level. So at the beginning of this year, the Office of Management and Budget proposed zeroing out, essentially, the National Endowment for the Arts, the Humanities, the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Museums Program as well, zeroing all that out, over $1 billion worth of support. The House of Representatives and the Senate have been much more understanding of the value, the local value, if you will, of the arts in their districts across the country. So even though this process is not over, very, very positive signs about arts support from the Senate Appropriations Committee and the House Appropriations Committee. Now, we go through this every year, but it's a little more stark at the administration level right now.
Sherry, what would that mean to St. Louis, zeroing out?
Well, you know, a couple of things, and I just want to also to clarify how the Regional Arts Commission receives its funding. Our funding comes from the hotel motel tax, and so while we're not as, again, relying so much on federal funding at all, it does impact our arts organizations, and to Bob's point about it still being a local issue. I know that Michael's, the Missouri Arts Council, actually does rely on government funding and how important that is and the impact that it might have in terms of what then happens and, you know, in our legislature and also in our Congress specifically. But what we are looking at in terms of overall support funding for our arts organizations, we have to look at many different ways in which we are funded. At the Regional Arts Commission, again, we rely, of course, quite heavily on those who are coming to St. Louis, who are staying in our hotels, and so therefore our stream of income continues so then we can then disperse those funds back to our arts organizations.
How, in conducting this survey, how was that done? Bob, I guess I have to come back to you on this. In terms of getting an accurate picture of the dollar numbers that we've been talking about, how do you go about doing that?
So what we do is we make an agreement with 341 different communities and regions across the country. So it's a huge sample group. And the Regional Arts Commission is one of those. And what happens is that those groups can do an actual physical surveying of the arts institutions, the nonprofit arts institutions in their community, and that gives us one figure, the collective budgets that we have there. And then the second thing is we ask them to do an actual physical intervention and interview with audience members that are coming out of all of those meetings and all of those performances, essentially. And we got 212,691 of those kinds of interviews, a huge sample group. So we know that the information is as accurate as an interview can give you. And then that information goes through a process with economists and econometricians that we work with, Georgia Institute of Technology, and we come out with a set of figures, the $166.3 billion of total direct expenditures that I mentioned as one, the 4.6 million jobs that come out of that as another. But it's conservative information because we only count the organizations that we are actually get the we can get the data from. We don't extrapolate it beyond that. So it's conservative information and it's oversampled information so that economist after economist stands behind this and says this is really excellent information and probably undercounted.
Yeah. And Don, I'd like to also just add this process of collecting the data took place over a period of a year. So in 2016, we were very pleased with the response from our arts and cultural institutions here in St. Louis who participated. We had over 300-plus organizations participating. We had, in terms of the actual number of audience members participating, over 1,500. Mm-hmm. That in itself compared to other cities, and I know that and Bob can speak to this, that was a really great response rate. You know, and I think it speaks to the level of involvement and engagement of our audiences and our arts organizations. We want to thank all those organizations because this was, again, mm-hmm. a long process. Our arts organizations, are doing fabulous work and putting on performances, but to also at this particular process, amongst many things that they do for the city, we're very humbled by all the work that they did on our behalf.
The number of audience members, just by the way, here in St. Louis, was double what our economists said was necessary for a good sample. So congratulations.
Thank you.
Michael, state involvement, you folks involved in all of this as well, gathering this data?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. This has been the largest mm-hmm. economic impact study for the state of Missouri ever. And it included seven communities in addition to St. Louis, Kansas City, St. Joseph, Joplin and Springfield, Columbia and Hannibal. Also conducted economic impact studies. Their data helped contribute to our data for the state. And, of course, we added data in areas that weren't in those communities. And Grand Center Arts District also did a study. So this was an important part for us to demonstrate to the state one of the values of the arts.
What do you do now, armed with this information? What do you do? What does your organization do with this data?
Well, for us, this is an advocacy tool. We want to show the legislators that their investment is important, that it has a return, that it reaches throughout the state. So that's how we're going to use this information. We're going to get it around the state over the next few years, but particularly to the legislators and governor, to let them know that their investment is important in the arts.
Sherry, what's your next step?
Again, Don, we had a wonderful convening of business leaders today at Cortex, and we were talking that while the program ended at this morning, this is just the beginning. The data is extremely rich. We know that there are many stories behind the numbers. Education and information is so incredibly important. This information obviously is needed on many different levels in many different communities. We know that we'll be convening a number of our public officials to talk about it. Every year when we go to Jefferson City, they are absolutely amazed at the impact of the arts, not only in their communities, but around the state and here in St. Louis in particular. So we're just beginning. And again, thank you for giving us the opportunity. This is one of the great ways in which we are able to spread the word about the overall economic impact of the arts.
And Bob, you're going to be doing the same thing on the national level, obviously.
Same thing. A couple of other things, though. I'm going to be holding up Michael and Sherry and the state here and the city as models of what can be done around the country, because this is valuable at every state and every local level in the country, but they did a stellar job. And then the second thing is that we bring this information, besides all of the locales, to the national organizations of leaders like the U.S. Conference of Mayors, the League of Cities, the National Association of Counties, or the National Lieutenant Governors Association, each of which says that their top issue is economic impact and jobs.
Well, Sherry and Michael, you should be very proud of being put in that particular category. That's great. Congratulations to you. Robert Lynch, thank you so much for being with us and bringing us up to speed on this very important subject. Appreciate meeting you. Sherry Sisak, good to see you. And Michael Donovan, great to see you. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU.